Go on, Tizzy. He's awake. Ask him.
I don't know. He might not be in the best mood.
Daddy Dearest is never in a good mood. Might as well do it now. The longer you wait, the more he'll punish you.
Meg, Alex, you promised that you'd help.
And we will, but you have to ask him first.
And you're the one taking the punishment if he gets angry. I'm not about to get whipped because you fell in love with a human boy again.
I am not in love with Orestes. I just think that his blood should be spared. Apollo ordered him to kill his mother. He had no choice. The crime was never his, so why should I have to seek vengeance for it? He doesn't deserve to die.
What, and we deserve to take his place? Or do you not think that Sir will choose something worse than death for us?
Meg, enough. If Tizzy keeps her head, then Sir won't get angry. He might demand payment from her, but we did promise to help.
Only because I haven't had any action since that little flower princess moved in. Stupid girl. We're his pets. We should come first.
If you insult Persephone, you won't need to worry too much about what he thinks of Tizzy's request. He'll punish us all so hard we won't even feel pain anymore. Now shut up and let Tizzy do the talking. At least she has the sense not to poke fun at Sir's wife.
Alex, wouldn't it be better if you did the talking?
No, this was your idea. So either ask him or murder the boy. Those are your choices. I won't play messenger for you. I'm not Hermes.
I'm just not very persuasive.
Girl, please. You once convinced a man to convert to cannibalism.
That was an accident. And he wasn't the god of the underworld.
Tizzy, stop stalling. Unlike Meg, I'm only helping you out of a sense of sisterly duty, and my patience is wearing thin. Talk to him with us now, or you can do this by yourself later.
Well, all right. If you say so. Did you mean right this minute?
Tizzy.
Okay, I'm going. Good evening, sir. I hope that you enjoyed your nap. I apologize for disturbing you. I know that naps can really strengthen the mind. And, I'm sure all the soul processing, that must take a lot of energy.
What Tizzy means is that she has a special request that she would like to make.
Meg!
Tizzy, enough. Just tell him.
All right. Well, sir, I was wondering if it might be possible to spare Agamemnon's boy. I know he committed the crime of matricide, but he did so only against his will. It should not be his soul that we seek, but Apollo's.
Oh, for fuck's sake. To be clear, she is not actually advocating that we kill Apollo. She just wants to spare the boy, Orestes.
He deserves better.
She means that it is not our place to kill him. We have a duty to fate, and the boy has not broken his.
And we're more than willing to give our bodies in exchange for his soul.
But only if Sir desires it.
Please, Master. It's been so long.
Meg, have some decency. Sir, we simply thought we might trade duties. We would rather serve than kill. If you wish it, we can offer you an evening's entertainment rather than some silly mortal's life. Would that please you, sir?
Oh, yes, yes, yes!
Oh, thank you, sir.
Enough. Quiet, both of you. We have a job to do. Shall we undress, sir?
Oh, yes, me first.
Fine, Meg, go ahead.
Oh, I will.
Wow, she's fast.
Desperate is more like it.
What do you think, sir? Did you miss my delicious body? Well, I hope you did. Oh, my pussy is already dripping for you. Wouldn't you just love to taste it?
Meg?
Well, I'd love to taste you.
Meg, you know that we're not supposed to kiss him without permission.
Oh, I don't mind. As long as it's not the whip, I love the sting. Please, sir, may I have another? Thank you, master.
Tizzy, undress before Meg makes a mess of herself.
Alright, just give me a second.
Tiz, come on. Hurry up, I'm wet.
Meg! Oh, I swear, if he doesn't gag you, I will.
Sorry, I'm done now. I hope that I'm presentable to you, sir. Oh, thank you, sir.
Of course he falls for the whole shy girl routine. Oh.
Better not talk back, Meg.
Think what you like. I got what I wanted.
I apologize for their bickering, sir. I would have stopped it, but I didn't want to make you wait any longer to see my naked body. I do know how much you delight in it. And tonight, it is yours to do with what you wish. Thank you, sir. Shall I take off your robe?
No, let me.
Meg, she's who he wants.
It's my pleasure, sir. I hope that you find the night air comfortable.
And I hope that you make one of us a little more uncomfortable soon.
Yes. Who shall be Bond tonight?
Tizzy! You've got to be kidding me.
Me? But I can't.
Of course you can't. I know your game, sir. You just want her to fail. That pathetic little thing can't last 5 minutes.
I...
Ow! Alex, it's not fun when you do it.
I believe that sir wanted me to. Now, you will not question his methods. Tizzy, lie down on the table and we'll bind you. I know that you're less experienced, but you must try your best. If you want to save that boy's life, you must not come until sir is done with you. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right. We'll warm him up for you.
Wait, help me, please?
All right. I'll stay by your head for a minute. But then, you have to do this on your own. Meg, you know what to do.
Suck his cock.
You just like saying it, don't you?
Not as much as I like having him in my mouth.
Go on then, I'll bind her.
Oh, sir. You taste so good.
All right. Can you move, Tizzy?
No.
Good. I know that it's scary, but you must remain strong.
I'll try.
Would you like a kiss to help you relax?
Ooh. Yes, please.
I love pleasing you, sir. I love making you hard. I know your cum isn't mine tonight, but I want it to be so bad.
All right, I'd better join her before Sir slaps her again.
Oh, more, please.
Or after. Either way, I must only let her push him so far.
And you also want his cock.
You're feeling better. And yes, for as long as he allows me, I'm happy to assist Meg in pleasing him. Now, recite our pledge for him. The bonded one must, always. And good luck.
All right.
Oh, I shall delight in tasting your cock, sir.
I am loyal to my master.
Doesn't it taste delicious, Alex?
Of course, darling. Stay on your side.
I am my master's dutiful pet.
How about I lick his cock and you suck his breath? Is that fair?
No, but I'll do it if it'll get you to shut up.
I will always obey my master's commands.
Well, that's the idea, dear.
I shall live and die by your word alone. Sir, that's my clit. Oh, your fingers feel so good. Sir.
Oh, Tizzy, keep going.
Or stop. Then maybe I'll have a chance to finish him off.
I am yours to own. My body belongs to you. It is yours to do with what you wish, including fingering my tight little pussy.
Nice improv.
Meg, less talking, more sucking.
You may decide when I deserve pain and when I receive pleasure. You may decide where I go and when I speak. You are my master, and I am your servant. My sisters and I were created to serve you, and we shall fulfill our duty honorably. This is our promise. This is our pledge.
Oh, good girl. Hold on, Dizzy. He's almost ready for you.
I'll try.
Come on. Beg for it like a good slut.
Okay. Master, please fuck me. Please. Oh, my pussy needs you so badly.
Oh, come on, keep going.
Please, Master. Please take me. I want you so badly. I promise that my pussy will please you. She's already so wet. Please, Master. Please.
There you go, you needy little bitch. It looks like he's ready for you.
You've more than excited him, so you'll need to take all of him.
Yes, every inch.
All right, I'll try. Ow!
Stop squirming, you ungrateful little cunt. You're supposed to be tight for him. Who cares if it hurts?
It doesn't hurt. It doesn't. It feels so amazing that I can barely take it. Oh, sir.
Oh, for fuck's sake, contain yourself. You're no better than Meg. Remember, you must not come before Master.
Oh, I'm trying not to. Oh, I'm trying.
Maybe a little bit of a distraction will help.
Meg.
What? Tizzy just needs something to focus on. You know, other than Sir's rock-hard cock slamming into her tight little pussy, filling her over and over again as she gets wetter and wetter.
Oh.
Meg, I swear that I will silence that mouth.
Oh, I'd rather silence Tizzy's. In case you haven't noticed, it's a bit too unoccupied at the moment. And if Sir doesn't want me tonight, why can't little Miss Innocent please me?
Meg!
What? You like the idea, don't you, Sir? See? Now I'm just following orders. And Tizzy can focus on the taste of my pussy instead of Sir's delicious cock.
What's happening?
Meg is going to sit on your face. Master's orders. You must please her.
Now?
Yes, darling. I do so look forward to coming in your mouth.
Okay. Please be gentle.
Oh, honestly, bitch. Have you forgotten that I have wings? I'll just fly over you. But I'm going to sit this way so I can have a good look at Sir's face. That way I can pretend that he's fucking me and not you, you pathetic little slut.
Tizzy, I don't care how much you hate her right now. You must lick her.
That's right, darling. Oh, that's it, yes. Oh, the faster you make me come, the sooner I can get off your sad little face.
That's it. Oh, Tizzy, enjoy your cunt. Taste all of her.
Oh.
Good girl. Don't forget about Sir. Take his cock for a little ride. Buck your hips, but keep moving your tongue. That's it. You can do it.
Oh. Sir, don't I look just amazing straddling her? Oh, aren't I just so beautiful? Maybe if I can touch my tits. Oh, would you like that? Oh, do you want me to squeeze them?
Ignore her, Tizzy. She's close, I can tell. Come on, show her who's really in control.
Oh, sir. I wish your cock was inside of me right now. Oh, I want to please you so badly. Don't you wish that you were fucking me instead of her?
If you would only learn how to behave.
Oh, he likes it. His slaps only make me wetter. Again, please, sir? Oh, it feels so good. Thank you, sir.
Meg, enough fooling around. If you really are that wet, fucking come already. Tizzy's tongue has done more than its duty.
I don't think I will quite yet.
Fine. I guess that I'll just have to shut you up then. Lick her faster, Tizzy. And Meg, give me those lips.
That's not fair, Alex.
I don't care about fair. I care about you coming. Come. Come now. There we go. I guess you can be a good girl every once in a while.
Oh, you fucking bitch.
What was that? Something about a pot and a kettle?
Whatever. Did you enjoy that, Tizzy Wizzy? Did you enjoy feeling me come in your mouth?
Yes. Oh, I didn't think I would, but oh yes, so much. Oh, thank you, sir, for allowing it. Oh, I know that it's distracted from your cock, but honestly not that much. Oh.
Darling, don't worry. I know that Master very much enjoyed my excitement. Didn't you, sir? See? I made his beautiful cock even harder for you.
Oh, sir, I want to please you.
I bet that I know what would please him. Sir, don't you think it's a bit unfair that Alex hasn't had a turn? It would be so terrible if she were the only one who didn't get to orgasm tonight.
Meg, I'm fine.
No, you're not. I can smell how wet you are.
Ooh, Alex, it's fine. Sir wants it, and I want to please him. Just hurry, please. I'm not sure how much more I can take.
Don't worry, darling. I'm already soaked.
Oh, yes. Come, Alex. Ride her face like the little slut that she is. I promise that her tongue is delightful.
Get on, Alex. Just remember to use your wings so that I can breathe.
I always remember, don't I, dearie?
Just don't be too gentle.
Oh, darling, you feel so delightful. And I do love staring into Master's eyes. Oh, fuck her harder, please, Master. I want to see it. Oh, Tizzy, you're doing wonderfully. I promise that you can handle it, and it will please us both so much.
That's right. Come on, Tiz. You'd better show them that you're not a weakling.
Oh, she's not, she's not.
Fuck, Alex. Don't make it that easy. Make her work for it.
Tizzy, you gorgeous creature. That's it. Oh, look around my clit. Like that. Slow circles. But don't touch it.
Oh, so sensitive, Alex. You're hardly better than who's licking you.
Not yet. I can't take it yet. Tizzy. Good girl. You're such a good girl. Remember to spread your legs. You must not forget about Sir.
As if she could ever.
Ah, his pleasure is my pleasure. If he is happy, then I am happy. And watching him push his rock-hard cock into you only makes me wetter. Ah, that's it, girl. Let him take all of you.
Not yet, Alex. She has to earn it.
Oh, she's earning it. She is earning it. Oh, Tizzy, lick my clit. Oh, lick my clit.
Or you could tease her for a little bit longer, Tiz.
Tizzy, oh, I need you now. Is this what you want, sir? Would you like me to come?
He does, but I'm not quite ready for you to yet.
Oh, like I care.
You'll care about the taste of my tongue.
Oh, I'm close.
Yes, darling, you are.
Oh, Master, may I come, please? Please?
Oh, poor Alex. Such a needy girl.
Please, Master, please.
Oh, be kind, Master. Tizzy wants to taste her.
Oh, thank you, Master. Thank you, thank you.
That's it, dear. Give in to it. You can let go now.
Tizzy, oh, your tongue is amazing. Thank you, sir.
Alex. Alex. Give the poor girl a break.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, dear. You must be sore by now.
I bet she likes it, though.
Oh, I am. And I do. Oh, sir, I like it so much when you give me your cock. Oh, I will take as much as you will allow.
Careful, dear. I'm not sure your pussy can handle that.
I can. I won't come until Sir comes. I won't.
Sir, please have some sympathy. She's performed well and she's been edging for so long.
Ha! Sympathy. Don't make me laugh. She doesn't deserve sympathy. She just needs to ask for what she wants. Come on, Tizzy. You're a big girl. Use your words. Tell Master what you want.
Oh, come for me. Please, sir. Oh, please. I want to taste your sweet come inside me. Please. I want it so badly.
Well, I doubt Sir can resist that. But we did promise that we'd help you.
Fine. But only because I like begging.
Please, sir. Please come. Oh, we all love it so much when you come.
It shows how much we've pleased you. And we do love pleasing you. Please, honor us with your come.
Oh, please, sir. I know that you waited so long for this. You were so kind to let Meg and I come first, but we care so much more about your happiness.
Come, sir. Please come. Oh, forget my request. Forget everything. Just come for me. Come for me, I beg of you.
Sir, she has been such a good girl. Give it to her. Give it to her.
She needs it, sir. You know that she needs it.
Oh, I need it. I need it. Sir, please. I can't hold on much longer.
Please, come inside her. It's all she's ever wanted.
It's all that we've ever wanted.
Sir, you're come. Please.
He's ready. Don't fight her anymore, darling. Then let him have you.
Yes. Can't you feel how warm his cock is getting?
Yes.
Then let him have you.
Now!
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Oh, sir, I don't deserve it. I don't deserve this. I don't deserve your come inside of me. I don't. Oh, but it feels so amazing. Oh. Thank you, sir. Oh, thank you, master. Thank you.
Oh, sir. You are too kind to us.
Watching that was almost as good as getting fucked.
And we are always grateful for your come, no matter which one of us you choose to give it to.
Did I do good, sir? Did I please you? Oh, thank you, sir. I am honored to be of service.
You're fantastic, Tizzy.
I did it. I really did it.
Aw, poor Tizzy is so excited that she's forgotten the whole point of this. Does anything about Agamemnon's son ring any bells, darling?
Who?
If you could still consider the terms of our agreement to be fair, we would very much appreciate it. We hope that our bodies were adequate exchange for the boy.
What boy?
I actually think that I like her better when she's broken. Anyway, I don't care about the stupid boy.
Well, Tizzy does. Master, I assure you that once she can walk again, she'll be delighted if you could spare him. And she did behave far better than Meg tonight.
Hey!
Was I good?
Yes, Tizzy. Now, ask Master to save the boy.
Sir, will you please save him, boy? Thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you. And don't worry. I can take care of her until she's right again. Come on, Meg. Help me carry her to bed.
Good night, sir. Thank you so much for the cum. Oh, and for sparing the boy, too, I guess.
Good night.